Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to another exciting edition of Thriving Entrepreneur. Are you ready to thrive today? We are here. Kathy and I love to help you thrive. And that's our intent. That's our purpose behind every show of Thriving Entrepreneur that we do. So let me ask you a question. Do you believe in yourself? Do you? I mean, really? Seems like an easy question, doesn't it? And often we kind of pass it over and say, oh yeah, sure, I believe in me. But let's be honest, sometimes we have doubts, don't we? You know, we ask ourselves, am I smart enough? Do I know enough? Will people listen to what I have to say? Or for that matter, do people even have any interest in what I have to say? You know, a lot of that comes from the thing that we've talked about before, and that's that the thing that often is our, almost always in fact, is our gifting, is that thing that comes so gracefully and so easily to us that we tend to overlook it. And or the people that are closest in our lives tend to look at it as that annoying thing we won't shut up about. But the point of that is that those questions are normal. But we need to learn that the number one part of marketing is that you are your brand. In the end, we don't buy people, or rather we buy people before we buy things. We don't just buy a thing. Take, for example, even a car purchase or a house purchase. There are hundreds of car dealerships, and yet often, almost always, we go to a place for reasons that have more to do with a friend recommended it to us, or we bought another car from there and they treated us well. Those kind of things are what influences our buying decisions, because remember, you are your brand. Now, keep in mind that there aren't necessarily any wrong answers. The thing of it is that we want to be consistent and genuine. When the authentic you comes across, especially when we're talking about social media marketing, that is when people will begin to connect with you. When a person can see the authentic real you, they will then want to connect to you. So today, we're delighted to be joined by a social media expert, Heather Picken. Heather is going to help us understand how to present ourselves in social media and on social media for the greatest and most authentic impact. So if you would join me in welcoming Heather Picken. Hi, Heather. How are you this morning?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So you are a member of the Seattle chapter, or Bellevue, depending on people want to get finicky, of eWomen Network. So we've gotten a chance to meet and be in the same meeting a couple of times. But for folks who haven't met you before, tell us a little bit about your background and what's gotten you to this point so far.
Oh, my. How much time do we have?
Well, we have a whole hour. We can put it all on that if you want to.
So it's interesting. My background is actually in fitness. So years ago, I went down this path actually for my own need. I did not like my body. I had some weight issues. And so I wanted to compete in a bodybuilding competition, which I actually got third in my first show. And then I went on to do fitness and figure, placed the top five, won Miss Midwest Natural, and that really set me on the path to having my own fitness business, and then of course creating a product online, which I still sell today. It's the 6-week fat burning and mind empowering system for women, and so that led me, you know, really to say, how can I help people in a bigger way? How can I help specifically coaches, people that have a service, being able to package that online and serve, you know, being able to serve their clients in a bigger way. And it was just, you know, it was absolutely amazing because you know, it wasn't easy. I will tell you this, I had my own bumps and challenges. So as I started off on that path, and always sometimes you have to go through what I call a breakdown before you break through. And so I had made an interesting decision to just move cross country for a man. And ladies, that can be very dangerous. And my business was really struggling at the time. So I had this idea, still wanted to get my stuff online. How am I going to do this? How am I going to help entrepreneurs get out in a big way? And so I got myself in this situation where I was really stuck. I mean, I was living off my credit cards, had no car, and my life as I knew it really changed in one moment because we weren't getting along. The relationship was falling apart, and I got kicked out in the middle of the night, and everything that I had to put in trash bags. So there I am, 2 a.m. in the morning, sitting with my little dog, Angel, at the time, going, oh my gosh, how did I get here? You know, I was so on fire and inspired with my mission and purpose, but yet there was something that was blocking me. You know, there's all these beliefs that were really keeping me stuck, and I had to make a decision in that moment. I need to find some help, need to get a mentor. And within a week after setting that intention, I found a mentor, had a price, you know, came with a very lofty price tag, more than I'd ever made in an entire year. And this is where the mindset really comes into play, because a lot of times people will look at their circumstances, they'll look at their bank account and give themselves all the reasons why they can't do anything. And I just said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to find the money. And within 6 months, my entire business transformed. I went from zero to over 100,000. And I didn't even know that I made that until I did my taxes later. It was just kind of funny. But there were so many obstacles along the way. And so now I'm in such a different place. I have clients worldwide. I'm the founder of the High End Client Attraction Academy. So basically, again, showing those coaches, healers, practitioners how to take their transformational gifts out there on a global platform, you know, get out there in a big way. And it's just, it's been such a journey for me, but I really appreciate the opportunity every time I can speak and share, you know, just a little bit of wisdom on how to break through, how to keep going when everything seems like it's falling apart.
I really appreciate you sharing that story with us. You know, I talked in the intro about the fact that we have to be authentic, and it's those very things that are the deepest pains in our life that stereotypically we want to hide. You know, we don't want the world to know, hey, it was 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm sitting out there on the corner. You know, that's not the kind of stuff that we want to put out on social media, you know, and yet it's those things that actually become the things that connect us to other people, because other people are going through struggles. You know, a lot of times we look at a celebrity that, you know, and they seem flawless, you know, they live these perfect lives,
right,
and nothing ever goes wrong. And, you know, they never get a flat tire or anything bad. And the truth of the matter is that we all live life and stuff happens. So I appreciate your genuineness with that. I think you brought out a good point. Kathy is always saying, always telling our clients, you find what you look for. And you said you stepped out in a big way, bigger than what you even can imagine on faith. And you found that, you know, what you were looking for met you as soon as you were ready to step up to that. I think that's really important. So let's talk a little bit about this concept of believing in yourself and you being your brand. Why is it so important for us to have faith in ourselves and to start from that point?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. If you can't believe in yourself, who else is going to? You know, you almost have to be, and this might sound a little strange, you almost have to be a little arrogant and love yourself enough to say, I am so amazing. I am so wonderful. I'm so amazing. Even looking at yourself in the mirror and saying that, because if you can't put yourself out there in a big way, and I help people that have really big visions, you know, and it's just like, you've got to see that. You've got to see yourself so much larger than paying your bills, that it really does tie into putting yourself out there, because if you're thinking, oh, I just need to get more clients, I just have to pay my bills, there is no way you're going to have the space to have this amazing presence to put out there online in the world to really reach people. So you've got to see yourself as bigger and larger than just paying your bills, than just in your city, than in your state, than in your country, and in the world. And when you can do that, it's like you are a magnet to the right clients. And I have that mantra of like, I want to attract clients that see themselves as leaders, that have a huge cause, that have huge mission and purpose. And because I was able to really stand firm in my belief, I started attracting those clients. And before, when I really wasn't believing in myself, I was like, I don't know about this. I was attracting clients that were just not a match for me. So you do attract what you're putting out there, all your thoughts and feelings. So why not take the time to really focus on what you want? What are some of those qualities that you want in your ideal clients? Think about that one client that you're working with right now that is like a rock star. You love their energy. They're so awesome. And start focusing on that. And that's exactly what I did.
That's really great advice. You know, I mean, Don Crowther was talking to us about the fact that when we establish ourselves as a specific, then people will be attracted to us. And the opposite of that is true. There will be people that won't be at our level. They won't be, a click for us. And they will self-opt out. And that's good, too, because then you're dealing with the client base that you want to deal with. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a little word definition here for you, Heather, that'll help you out next time somebody tells you that you're being conceited. The definition of humility, actual true humility, is to have a right perspective of yourself. And the truth of the matter is that every single one of us has something that we are amazing at. Then we have things that we're not good at, but we have things that we're amazing at. And we are actually being humble when we acknowledge that. And it's actually not being humble and is actually being conceited when we do not be honest with the world, the things that we are actually talented at. So I want to encourage everybody as we go into this first break, be humble, and I mean that in the humility sense that you are amazing, and the world needs to see how amazing you are. So embrace that. Tell yourself through this commercial, I am amazing, and tell yourself that in a true humility sense that you're going to embrace your humbleness and your amazingness, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. My theme for the year is Say Yes to Success. And guess what? Our annual International Conference and Business Expo that's coming up August 6th through the 9th, we're going to have not only a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders like CNN's Soledad O'Brien or Matthew Knowles, the famous father of the famous Beyonce, and Jean Smart from Designing Women, but this year, you are going to be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, and interacting and sharing with other conference attendees. Oh, yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details and how you can be part of this life-changing experience as you embrace your yes to success.
Beautiful job, eWomen!
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Heather Picken, and we are talking today to you about marketing you, about what kind of things can you do to bring out the best you, because in the end, you are your brand. Just before the commercial break, we were talking to you about the fact that you are amazing, and that in order to truly be humble, you need to embrace just how amazing you are. So Heather, let's pick right back up from that and talk about the fact that, we need to understand that concept that, what people are buying is really us and what we do before they're actually buying the product. Can you talk in more detail about that?
Absolutely. You know, you've been sharing with the audience about being authentic and why it's important. And nowadays, people are really buying because of that high touch, being more authentic, you know, connecting in a very deep way. I mean, people really want to know the real you, and it's really important to be maybe a little bit vulnerable. And that's why I share my story with people, because they can relate to it. They can connect with it. And, you know, when you're, you know, the first thing really is to understand yourself. I think that's really key, because a lot of times people don't want to put themselves out there 100% as them, because they're afraid of, well, what are people going to think about me? If I reveal this piece about me, you know, are they not going to buy from me or work with me or whatever the case might be? So there's, in philosophy, there is a study, axiology, and that's about value and worth. And, you know, when you really understand who you are, because everyone lives according to their top highest values, their top three highest values, it is so easy to create a strong marketing message when you really live congruently. And I love this quote. The Greek said, know thyself, be thyself, and love thyself. So that how that ties into marketing is, if you are putting yourself out there, you know, just as you are, maybe you're doing a video without your makeup, ladies, or like for me, I'm a little bit goofy and silly. Like I might do a video with my dog now, as before, I might say, gosh, that just seems so unprofessional. But you know what? This is who I am. I am a woman on fire. I am a woman that is very both silly and serious. And I just really want to connect with people deeply. So how do I do that? Well, because I know who I am and I really live by that, it's so much easier to market myself, where, you know, you can be thrown out all these formulas, hey, do this and that. But when it comes down to it, people want to know your journey. They want to know that you have the same issues just like they do. And when you can do that, you are building a tribe. You're building a loyal base of people following you, especially like in social media, on Facebook. Just really being you is so critical. So, you know, that's where I like to ask people, what is the one thing that you may not want to reveal about yourself that you think could really help people connect with you deeply and go out and share that? And you'd be amazed how people will like your post, engage with you, because that's the key. You want people to be engaged.
We really do, too. It's so funny because, you know, we will write the most dynamically powerful, impactful post on Facebook or in our blog or different things like that. And we're like, oh, that one's really going to get people. And it's just crickets, you know, nobody replies, no likes. And then we'll say things. I mean, I can even think of, I remember back when I first started working out, I posted that I literally crashed and hit the floor, you know, and I was just laying there all sprawled out. And I posted that and I got like more likes than I've ever gotten on anything ever before. I'm like, oh, thanks, people. It's fun when I fall on the ground. Thank you.
It's amazing, you know, because we are curious and social creatures. It's almost like if you had a reality show on your Facebook page or in social media, people, they just love that. They love to fall. Like one time, this is just so funny. Actually, was it last year, I went to my sister's wedding up in Spokane, which is about 4 hours away from here. I have a brand new car and it breaks down. And I basically was putting every like play on my Facebook page and people were like posting and it was just so funny. I was amazed how engaged they were in my story. And then they would see me in person like, oh my gosh, I was following you. I was like, oh, it must have been terrible.
Yeah. And that becomes the number one key to understanding how to market our business. It seems so counterintuitive. You know, I'm going to market my business by telling you how my car is broken down on the side of the road.
It's so true. And it's funny. Yeah, it really is a great study in human behavior and learning, you know, how people engage. I'm just so fascinated by it in the world that we live in now with, you know, the whole social media platform. And some people are really you know, they really don't want to embrace it, but I'm saying, you know what, embrace it, have fun with it, because if you don't learn this, it's going to be really hard for you to be a global brand.
So once again, it always comes back to, it's kind of ironic even how much it comes back to the fact that we need to embrace who we are. Don't hide it. Don't pretend you're not that person. I loved it when you said a minute ago, you know, I'm a goofy person, so sometimes, you know, my stuff is goofy. If that's who you are, you know, go for it. I love that when a person does that. So I know that you've had a lot of success on social media. What would you say is the number one thing that gets you the most followers or retweets or those kind of things?
I think posts that are engaging that make people think. Now, recently I did a post, and I want to share it with you, because it really comes from my heart. I put this post up. I got more than 1,000 likes, about 500 shares and 100 comments. And the post was, I'm going to read it to you, every woman has the power to make a difference in the world. The pain of pursuing your dream gives you the power to experience the pleasure of receiving. Every rejection, every barrier, every obstacle, every problem is there to make you stronger, better, and faster to make a difference. You're the person who changes lives. You're the person who makes an impact. You're the person who makes it possible for others to live a better life. You have the power to become unstoppable and be profitable. You are the woman who makes a difference. And so I put that on there, and it just went crazy.
Yeah, I could see how that would have blown up. That's good. I like that. And the thing I loved most about that statement was that within it, you incorporate the fact that there are many different paths that, well, or even as my wife would say, many different hats a woman wears during the course of her day. But all of those are so impactful on the world.
Yeah, it's so true, you know, and as women, and I'm sure you have more women listening, I mean, we are emotional creatures, and everybody wants, you know, everybody needs that fuel to keep going, and in my journey, my path, I will be honest, I wanted to throw in the towel many times, multiple times. I would question myself, should I really be doing this? Am I good enough? And thank God I had other coaches and mentors that I hired to really push me, because I was so in my own head. And so for those listeners that are hearing the message, if you're questioning yourself, you know, never doubt your greatness. Sometimes it takes someone else to kind of see that greatness within you so that it can become activated and that you really feel it with every single cell of your body, because it really comes down to, at the end of the day, feeling 100% aligned, on fire, confident in what you're delivering, because if you don't, it's going to come across in your messaging, your marketing, and then if you're picking up the phone to have a conversation for a potential client, they're going to feel it in your voice.
Mm. That's so true. I mean, people really tell more about you from what you don't say than what you are saying.
Absolutely.
So we want to think more about what are the things that we're saying. What are we putting out there in the world? So on the one hand, there's the overshares, you know, the people that are constantly, you know, sharing videos of cats. And I know that, you know, I talked about Don Crowther being on the show. He did quite a nice rant for us about, you know, people quit showing me the pictures of, you know, cats falling out of trees or whatever is funny for you, you know. So, you know, it does need to be on topic. I mean, if you're selling cat food, then that would be the perfect video to share. But, you know, if you're a plumber, people may not necessarily really want or care to know what you think is the funniest YouTube video, you know, so it does need to have some focus to it. But the point is that people need to see the genuine you. And I think often we hide behind, you know, things that are funny like that rather than sharing ourselves.
Right, absolutely. And I see, like, you know, especially on your business Facebook page, you know, I get that those videos, you know, you really don't want to be doing that. You know, for me, in my personal page, it might be a little bit different in sharing some of those things. But I really like to share, you know, some of the things that I'm just doing throughout the day, like just, you know, like this interview, you know, letting people know what I'm up to and so that they can tune in. And like the other day, it's just another simple, silly example. So I have a Chihuahua, and this Chihuahua sheds like crazy. So I had this black hoodie on, and I took a picture of the black hoodie being covered in Chihuahua hair. And people were just laughing. They just thought that was hysterical. But, you know, that's my amusement for my day, you know, my Chihuahua covered hoodie.
And that is the perfect example of, you know, the balance between just retweeting a bunch of YouTube videos because they tickled you and bringing people into your life. You know, you do actually have a Chihuahua, and he did actually get his hair all over your black hoodie, and that ingratiates you to people, you know, as opposed to hiding behind, you know, somebody on the other side of the planet had a Chihuahua that got stuff all over the hoodie, you know, and so it's a really good thing to be vulnerable and to, you know, to really put ourselves out there. So I'm going to actually ask everybody to think about that for a minute. What's one thing I could do today that would make me be more vulnerable to the world around me that I could post on my social media? Think about that during this commercial, and we will be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. My theme for the year is say yes to success. And guess what? Our annual international conference and business expo that's coming up August 6th through the 9th, we're going to have not only a wonderful lineup of speakers and thought leaders like CNN's Soledad O'Brien or Matthew Knowles, the famous father of the famous Beyonce, and Jean Smart from Designing Women, but this year you are going to be part of the experience. This is one of, if not the only conference that will balance your experience between learning from the wisdom of great speakers to hands-on living it through laser coaching, journaling, and interacting and sharing with other conference attendees. Oh yeah, and we have the best party in town on Saturday night, dancing till you drop to one of the best bands in Dallas. Visit eWomenNetwork.com for details and how you can be part of this life-changing experience as you embrace your yes to success.
Beautiful job, eWomen!
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Heather Picken. We are talking to you today about marketing you, and ultimately that boils down to just allowing the real, genuine, authentic you out in everything you do. We're specifically talking mostly today about social media and about how we can post things, and they don't have to all be serious things. I mean, that quote that you read earlier, Heather, was so impactful, and I could totally see why it got shared so much. But, you know, I like that you balance that off with, you know, pictures and fun stories about your chihuahua. That engages people. I really like that. Let's switch gears just a little bit here and talk a little bit about something we alluded to earlier in the show, and that's our limiting beliefs, the things that hold us back from sharing ourselves with the world. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Boy, can I do that. Yeah, that, you know what? This is the number one thing that I find keeps people from, you know, the ones that are highly successful, for those that just stay stuck. You know, they're comfortable being miserable in a way. And so you really have to see how your limiting beliefs are keeping you small. So if you're telling me, yes, I want to build an incredible business, but you've got this belief of, well, I've got to, you know, I've got to just do it inch by inch, or I just can't invest the money because I have to be a responsible person. Let me tell you, being an entrepreneur, you have to risk believing in yourself. If you cannot believe in yourself, you know, then who else will? And so you've got to look at the fear. So when people have fear that really stops them from moving forward, it really just means that either they don't have a plan or their plan is not strategic enough. Because when people come to me, they're all over the place, they're overwhelmed, how do I build this online empire? And one of the questions I'll ask them, well, what is your plan? What have you been doing? What are you doing? And they don't have a plan. Like, they're all over the place. And so that's where the fear is just projected, and with, you know, and they're just beside themselves. They just can't do it by themselves. And a lot of times, you know, I look at limiting beliefs, people have come to me because they've tried all different programs, nothing has worked. And here's the thing. Yeah, you know, everything served a purpose. Maybe that program didn't work out, but, you know, you need to ask yourself, did you do everything that was necessary? What was your mindset? Was your mindset going, well, I'll try this and see if it works? You cannot do that. I will not accept any client or person in my program that says, well, I'm going to see if this works out, or what if this doesn't work out? I cannot accept you if you're going to have that attitude. So just know everything that you're telling yourself that is negative is going to impact your beliefs. It's going to limit your success. And of course, the people that you surround yourself with. Now, ladies, if you're in a relationship and you want to invest in yourself and you have this belief, well, my partner's going to say no or whatever. First off, I say, whose business is it anyways? You've got to take the lead and take a stand for yourself. I get this all the time with women. I just think it's really interesting. You, of course, if you're discussing finances with your partner, I get it. But you've got to make that decision for yourself. And so I find particularly women will hide behind their partner because they think they're going to say no, or they do say no and they're not taking a stand for themselves. So don't hide behind anyone. You have to go after what you want. And know that you're going to fail, okay? Everyone out there that's listening, you are going to fail. Just be used to it, because I don't know any entrepreneur that's successful that hasn't had their hand in a pot of failure. You know, it's just, it's bound to happen. But do it with the intention that you're going to course correct. Like, okay, that didn't work out, but I'm going to do this. If I quit every time I failed at something or had an experience that didn't work out, I wouldn't be where I am today. Like, today I have a business where I basically can travel anywhere in the world and do my business. And I didn't know how that was going to work. And a lot of times, you know, when we look at limiting beliefs, people think, well, I need to know all the steps. You know, how is this going to work? You know, your job is not to figure out the how. Your job is to focus on the end result, your big mission, purpose, and vision. And, you know, then we can reverse engineer it. You know, but you've got to do things every day that are going to align your mind to connecting to your vision. There is no other way. So the minute that you stop or start telling yourself, oh, this isn't going to work, or what if this doesn't work out, or, you know, whatever that limiting belief is, you've got to take notice. You've got to be conscious of it. And I'm really tough on people when I start hearing them say, oh, I'm just so tired and I just can't do this. And I'm like, you know, suck it up. You got to do this. If you're telling me you want this, what is the drawback if you don't, you know, maybe spend an extra time, you know, spend some extra time in your business? You know, to me, it's worth it. It's worth the journey. It's worth the pain. As I had mentioned the quote before, you're not going to experience only pleasure in building this business. And that's why I like to break the fantasy and the illusion of building a business. You know, there is pain involved. However, it is so rewarding when you create your own hours. You know, you really design your business and the life that you desire. I love that. I love using imagination to be the fuel to keep going.
It's so important that you really do envision yourself first. You know, Tony Robbins says, our mind can't distinguish between what we vividly imagine and what actually happens. So the question becomes, what are you vividly imagining? You know, I heard Noah St. John talk just a couple of days ago, and he was talking about the fact that our minds actually fire up when we ask ourselves questions. And the problem is that we ask ourselves the wrong questions. You know, we're like, why do I never succeed? You know, well, then your mind is looking for the answer for, well, here's all the reasons why you can't succeed, you know. Whereas if we ask ourselves, and I love this question that Noah said, he's like, what if you ask yourself the question, why am I so successful and so rich? You know, what does your mind immediately go to when you ask yourself, why am I so rich?
Mm.
And I really like that concept. Yeah. So, you know, I think that's really important that we really activate our beliefs, especially in the realm of letting people see us, you know, being genuine and being authentic. What is the number one thing you would say, Heather, that a person can do to really just embrace themselves, you know, warts, flaws and all, and just be okay with just being out there? Is there one secret to that?
Gosh, I feel like there's many things, but it all comes back to, you know, what is it that you really want and why do you want it? In order to really put yourself out there, you've got to plan it as a big vision. So I would just say, you know, focusing on your vision, what is your intention? How are you creating your day? Now, this is a lot of times what happens is people get up, they check their email, they're all over the place, and then they're out the door or whatever. And so I ask you to do something different. Create your day. I spent 3 days planning out my entire life. I've got a book of 365 pages. It's my personal book of planning every single area of my life, of how I want to live that. And the importance of doing that is when you've got this huge roadmap, this blueprint, and then you just chunk it down into small steps every day, you start seeing the evidence as your dream coming true. And so when I look at that book, I can look at every day. It's kind of, when you think about it, it's almost like a vision board, but in a form of a book. So I've got words and pictures that are just things that I want to create, not just for the next 30 days, but for my life and leaving my legacy.
And what is the impact that we want to make? I think often we get so caught up, especially once our business starts making it a little bit. You know, there's all these have to things. We should do this. We should do that. This is what good people do. Rather than always keeping focused right in front of us, what am I doing this for? What's the intention of it?
Right.
You know, not just how much money can I shove in my pocket or how frustrated can I be by the end of the day, but, you know, why am I doing this? You know, and that spills over into other things. You know, I have my second oldest daughter has 2 kids now, and she's been posting a lot because it's summer, you know, so she's in those mom crazies of summer. And, you know, and I have to encourage her every once in a while, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you a mom? What's the purpose behind it bigger than just the frustration of, you know, the kids have strep throat this week and, you know, they're a little bit extra of a handful than what they normally are. So I think that's important for us to embrace.
Absolutely. And I will add this. It's anytime you say, well, I should do this or I have to, it tells me that you haven't linked your mission and purpose to your values. You know, so it goes back to everyone lives by a set of values. And how they operate, that determines their destiny. And, you know, if you're not living congruent to your values, then you're living someone else's life. So it's really important that you wake up every day, you're on fire, you're inspired with your mission and purpose. And if you can't do that, what you need to do is to create links in your brain of how doing that will help you to serve your mission and purpose or delegate it. So I've got a team of people that I hire, and I don't want to do things that are not income producing. I don't want to, you know, work on my website or whatever. I want to get out there and speak and teach and really serve people in that way.
Mm, absolutely. It's really important that we critique what we're doing throughout the course of our day and determine, is this something that only I can do? And then we break down our tasks to the things that only we can do. And then we allow ourselves the grace to allow people who are experts at the other thing. You know, you mentioned building a website. You know, there are people that just lights them up. You know, you talk about being on fire. There are people that just fires them up to do somebody's website. If that's not you, then, you know, maybe you need to spend your time doing things that ring the cash register so you can pay somebody to do that for you. So, Heather, I know that people have been taking a lot of information feverishly, that's a fun word, writing down notes and stuff, and we've got some tweets that are happening out under the hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur. And so what are some things that people who are like, hey, I'd like to go deeper with Heather, what are some things that they could do to work with you and have you help them out with their business?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things, I do have a free gift. So if people want to write this down, they can go to dev.heatherpicken.com/show. So I'm going to give that again, dev.heatherpicken.com/show. And then what that does, it takes you, you just need to opt in to a page. I'm going to give away my 21 Days Money and Miracle ebook. That is all about mindset. That book is so, I actually selfishly created that for me at the time when I really needed to change my mind around money. And I've had so many, just so much amazing feedback from people going, wow, I can't believe I attracted clients out of the blue. My mindset has shifted. Recently, I had a person that wanted to come into my academy. She didn't have the money. She went through the program it's a 21-day program. So after 30 days, she emailed me and she said, Heather, I now have the money. So that's my gift to you. And when you sign up for that, a second gift that I want to give, it's not for everyone, only a few people, is my high-end client attraction session. And, you know, one of the things that I'm going to do with the session, once you fill out the form, I realize I just to everyone, but your business is very unique. And one of the things I'm going to be doing in the session is to really go over your 12-month plan, what you need to be doing, what I feel as far as your pricing, your marketing strategy. I have done these calls and people get off the phone and they're like, oh my gosh, I was focusing on all the wrong things. For example, I had a client that just came into my academy. In 60 minutes, I showed her exactly how to turn her business around. She was really struggling. And within 10 days, she was able to generate over $20,000 just by a simple strategy that she was just not aware of. So that's the magic and the transformation that I love helping people with. So it really is for you if you see yourself as a leader, you want to go to the next level of your business, really creating what I call that online empire, because that's who I like to work with, the leaders, the movers, the shakers, and you really feel like you're stuck. So whether you're making good money now, but you can't go to the next level, or you're just at that kind of like, gosh, I'm just really struggling, I'm really stuck, then apply for one of those sessions. You'll see a form that you fill out once you go there, once you go to that page. But everyone gets access to that 21 Days Money and Miracle ebook. So again, if you go to dev.heatherpicken.com/show, you'll get access to that book. And I also encourage everyone to come on over to my my podcast show on iTunes. It's called Woman on Fire Entrepreneur, and I'm all about firing people up. And actually, you know, talking about being silly, my co-host is Frankie Lee, who is my chihuahua. So it's in my intro. So it's kind of funny. Like, that's just how I am. But the show is really to inspire women to break through their stuff, to keep going no matter what. That was my intention. I wanted people to be able to download the show and be working out or in their car and just listen to it to say, you know what, there's help, and have me in their head. I also have other guests on there that are giving people strategies and tools to really push through. So a lot of it's the mindset. You know, I think with everything that I do and what I share with my clients, it's showing them how to push past you know, their blocks so that they can truly step into their greatness. And lastly, I just want to share this with everyone. I do have a book coming out. It's called Woman on Fire Entrepreneur. You can see a reoccurring theme. And it really is, you know, giving you the steps, sharing the stories of other women on fire. I know, again, as I mentioned before, I've wanted to quit more than anyone that I know. And we really learn through stories. So one of the things that really kept me going throughout the years when I was struggling is listening and watching other people's stories, you know, seeing how they were able to navigate around all the issues and challenges. And man, that really helps. And books have been my biggest friend. I mean, there's now we've got it in different formats, electronic and whatnot. But I think the words are so powerful. They just connect, you know, on a very deep level. So I am just really excited to take that work and share that with people in a book. You know, anyone can read a book, and a book, honestly, can change someone's life. And that's what I'm all about. I'm on a mission and purpose to connect with millions of women, particularly, you know, not just in their business, but helping them master every area of their life.
So that's dev.heatherpicken.com. Heather is spelled H-E-A-T-H-E-R, and Picken is spelled PICKEN.com/show. So dev.heatherpicken.com/show. I mean, it's a free gift. Who doesn't like free stuff? You know, I mean, I just can't encourage you enough to go on over there and get the free gift and check into more detail about possibly doing a session with Heather and getting some help to help you be a woman on fire. I like that a whole lot. So, Heather, we've got just a couple of minutes here, and I like to leave people with an action step, something that they can do right now to help them believe in themselves, to help them take the next step to succeed. What is something that a person could do right now today to help them succeed more?
Yeah, I like writing things down. I think writing is extremely transformational. And what I mean by that is don't do it on your computer. Take out a journal or just a piece of paper. And I want you to get really clear on what you want, because I think we mentioned already in this show is that a lot of times people focus on what they don't want. I want you to start focusing on what you want and, you know, what could be possible to happen in the next 30 days. A breakthrough for you can happen very quickly. So get really clear. What do you want to happen? You know, what does that look like? Okay, I want to attract, you know, 3 new clients in the next 30 days, which, by the way, is extremely doable when you have a plan. How do you want that to feel? And once you've written that down, be very descriptive. I want you to then close your eyes and visualize it over and over again till it becomes a part of you. And then you start seeing yourself take the actions. The people and the resources will appear. This technique is so simple, yet it's so powerful. So be in that energy of what you want. What do I want? What do I want? Okay, I need to put it down on paper, need to visualize it, and then, of course, take the action. Give yourself 30, even it could be a 24-hour breakthrough. I'd like to make it even a tighter deadline. It could be, once you write that down, a phone call could happen out of the blue and someone saying, hey, I want to work with you. This happens to my clients all the time when I take them through this process. So be clear, write it down, visualize, take action, and really, I always say, encode it, encode the feeling of into every single cell of your body. And it's powerful. You'll be this like walking vibration to attract clients, miracles, resources, I mean, things that are just amazing surprises. And here's another thing that I want to say too, is that a lot of times people think about success as money. I want you to start noticing the wins that are really small, because that's going to build your base for attracting and receiving even more in your life. I just know it helps people. So don't look, well, I've got to make $10,000 this month. Start small, build it up, and start taking notice. And then that, in turn, will help you to go to the next level.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that, Heather. Heather, thanks for taking the time this morning. I know that you have a busy life and a busy day. I appreciate you sitting down and taking the time here to share with our listeners some ways that they can market themselves by believing in themselves more. I really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Steve.
And to you, my wonderful listening audience, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen today. I want to remind you that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. I want to even let you know that Kathy and I are here because we want to help you. We want to share you with the world. So anytime we can help you, please let us know. I encourage you to listen in next week. We have some exciting things that are happening. Next week, next Tuesday's guest is C.C. Clark, the director, the global director of sales for the Motivating the Masses. And she's going to come and talk to us about some really specific things we can do to just pump up our sales. And exciting news for those of you that are listening live, Thursday will be our first Thursday show, and I have my very first guest from an international country, Singapore. I've had some other people from other countries, but from Singapore, his name is Callum Lang, and he's going to talk to us about some very impactful things for our business as well. So I encourage you to stay tuned, listen in, and remember that you are awesome. So now go and live your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.